the SportsMap Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off. Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb for you. Throwback Thursday, 1988 the year, but we get the good of the day in 2020. What's the good?
The good of the day, we got to give it to Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
Yes, for his bravery in not holding back when Mugatu asked him to model for his derelict line.
Uh-huh, yes.
I don't know if you saw him yesterday in all his glory, the disheveled look, the tattered shirt. But
somebody said he looked like a homeless guy.
He looked, oh my God, it's beautiful. It's the bravery that this man has to just come out and just wear whatever he feels like wearing is unparalleled. I mean, most guys will come out and wear suits or something like that. It literally is the opposite of everything Cam Newton would wear.
Right, but he just has reached that point where he rules the world, right?
I mean, yeah.
Like he rules his own world, I should say. Like, in his mind, he doesn't owe anybody anything, so he can do whatever he wants and say whatever he wants and dress any way he wants and look any way he wants.
Yep. I mean, listen, I know we all, and I'm talking us men, all have shirts that look like that because those are the shirts that we wear when we're doing yard work, when we're working with our hands, when we're being men. We have shirts that fit that profile. We just don't wear them out in public.
Right. That's right. But he does.
He does.
Because he
can. Not a care in the world.
Is it because he's won 6 Super Bowls, or is it because he's getting older and older people tend to be like, I don't care. I'm too old to care.
Couldn't it be a mixture of both?
Could be a mixture of both.
You know, I mean, yeah, he's won 6. He's been to, what, 9?
Yeah.
In 20 years.
Yeah.
He has found success after Tom Brady.
Yeah, and so he just doesn't owe anybody a certain look or style.
No, he doesn't.
He's good to go.
When you first see that thing, when you see he does look like a homeless man. When you first look at that photo, you're like, wow, that's something. I mean, I don't know. Words can't describe the feeling you must have to walk out there and just be like, man, I don't care.
Sweet look, Bill. Sweet look.
The man of few words.
Few words. All right, what is the bad of the day?
And few clothes that actually look good now.
That's actually look good, right.
The bad of the day, and this one's almost painful to see. It's a viral photo that's making the rounds right now of Delonte West.
We're doing a lot of photos today so far in the good,
yeah,
the bad, and the dumb.
But this
and now
one,
I got to look that one up.
Yeah, Delonte West, TMZ has the photo and captured somebody submitted it in, and it's him begging for money on the streets in Dallas.
He is?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he literally is panhandling. And, you know, the first there was outrage by everyone saying, you know, why are former NBA stars, past teammates reaching out? Problem is they all have reached out.
So what, he doesn't want
to, I mean, I
he wants think, to do this?
No, I think it, drugs have gotten in the way for him
so
to
he's
clearly
not,
think.
So he's not thinking straight. He's not thinking clearly. So players have come out to help him, but they can't help him because he can't take their help.
He doesn't want it. You know, I mean, this is someone who played in the NBA for almost a decade.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, we heard his name quite often, and now, you know, I mean, so if you're in the NBA for a decade, you've made some serious cash over your time. And now we just have him, you know, he literally is holding up a cardboard sign.
Is it better to never have achieved a level of financial success or have financial success and lose all of it?
It probably is better to never have achieved.
Yeah, just be like,
because
I worked 45, 50 years. I made enough money to survive, but I never got rich. Rather than I got rich, I was very rich, and then I lost all of it.
And this is what's amazing, because you know he's made millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
And he's lost, I mean, he's to the point where he is literally holding up a cardboard sign begging people for cash.
Wow. And it's hard because if you get recognized doing that, people are going to make fun of you.
He has. He has been recognized. He was once asked, spotted outside of a Jack in the Box. And he just, you know, all his response, somebody wanted a picture with him. He goes, yeah, I'm not about that life anymore.
Wow. I really hope somebody gets to him. I really do. I hope he sees something that he sees it differently. I hope people are still willing to be there for him when he does realize where he's at and needs help. And I hope they don't turn their back on him.
So,
I mean,
it does work out. I don't know if you, if it was like a few months ago, the character or the actor who played Goldberg in the Mighty Ducks movies.
Yep.
I mean, there was a mugshot of him, he was skinny. And, you know, people reached out, former castmates of his, or just people wanting to give him a handout, or a hand up, I should say. And now, I mean, there's a recent photo of him. He looks amazing.
So he was able to change his life.
He was able to change his life. And then, it was, literally, 3 to 6 months, short time.
Wow.
He has completely transformed the way he looks. I mean, you wouldn't even, if you saw, I think it was a mugshot. If you saw the mugshot, you would never guess that was Goldberg from the Mighty Duck movies. And, I mean, he had a good run of, you know, being a TV character.
Yeah.
Or being a TV actor for a while. You would never guess that was him.
Amazing. Amazing.
So, yeah, here's hoping that Delonte West wakes up one day and realizes.
You know, like I said earlier, I hope he realizes that he can get help, and then he does, and the people realize that people who he's turned back still reach out the hand. So I hope that happens. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that 2020 is trying to replay the hits.
2020 is trying to replay the hits.
2020 is struggling to gain momentum again, I believe.
As we head to the fall latter part of the year.
As we're heading into the final stretch and we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Think, you know, life is kind of getting back to normal. I'm not saying all the way. I mean, if I'm a football player at the University of Houston, I would say
that stinks.
I would know life is not getting back to normal anytime soon because we can't, for whatever reason, can't play a game and it's not our fault. I mean, you had to have 5 games canceled anyways. 2020, when I say they're trying to replay the hits, if you got clear skies later on today, maybe into the night, look up into the night sky. There will be an RV-sized asteroid that will be passing us today, closer than most of our weather satellites.
Why are we getting these stories? Why aren't we hearing about these months in advance?
Apparently, an RV size is not that big
of
a
nothing.
Deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's further away than that one asteroid that we didn't even see coming after it already passed.
That's right. I remember that.
You know, this one is
So when can I see that asteroid? Can I see that running through the sky?
I think so. I mean, the closest, the best viewing, I guess, is down in Australia.
Okay.
At about 7 o'clock tonight or yesterday or tomorrow. I'm not sure.
3 weeks from now.
Exactly. That'll be the best time to see it. But apparently, I mean, if you look up, it will be crossing us later on tonight. So.
Let's see. In Australia, if you take your time, add 2 hours, make it p.m. or a.m., flip the things and make it last week. That's basically how it works in Australia.
That's
so
how it works.
Maybe it's already come. Maybe it's coming in later down the road.
Yeah, it could be coming in late November.
All right, so I may not be able to see it if it's more of a southern hemisphere-oriented asteroid.
No, for whatever reason, I guess you're going to be able to see it because it's that close. It's closer than the moon.
Yeah,
just look for an RV flying by up in the sky.
Yeah. In all seriousness, can you spot an asteroid the size of an RV going through the sky?
I don't know.
It seems really tiny. In the whole scheme of the universe.
Yeah, because you're talking thousands and thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
And
a 747 flying at 30,000 feet is a speck in the sky.
Right.
An asteroid will have some speed and light, but it's still very tiny. I don't know if I could see it.
How about this? Just know that all day today, there's a RV-sized asteroid that's just cruising by today.
Yeah, that'd be good.
The other hit that I wanted to bring up is that you remember Hurricane Paulette?
I don't remember Hurricane Paulette, but I'm sure I would if you tell me where it was coming and what year it was.
Well, it was this year. It was one of those storms when there were about five tropical storms / hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean at the same time. It was one of those. It was a Category 1 that cruised over Bermuda, but I think Bermuda looks like Category 1.
Did it ever hit the United States?
It didn't hit the United States, no.
Okay.
But and then it turned away and it disappeared, or it fizzled out. Right, it just became.
I tend to be a little bit more nationalistic to my hurricanes. Like, I don't remember ones that hit like France or India or Brazil. Right,
well,
like the ones that hit us, I kind of remember. But unfortunately, globe, if you've got a hurricane that lands on your shores in Europe or Asia, I'm not really going to remember.
Well, the only reason why I'm bringing up Paulette is because it is now called a zombie storm.
Why are we naming it that?
Because it came back to life.
It did.
Yeah, now it's threatening the Azores.
Really?
Which is over, you know, on the other side of the Atlantic. I think near Africa or France. I don't know where it is.
So it's back in play.
Yeah, it came back to life.
Where's Jim Cantor when we need him to help us understand all these weird weather patterns?
God.
Right?
I was with you. When I heard zombie storm, I'm like, that can't be good.
Come on. Don't name it a zombie storm.
You know, I mean, isn't the next evolution after zombie storm Sharknado?
Right. That's exactly right. And don't tell me Sharknado is fiction, because eventually it's going to be a real thing.
If we got zombie storms just, you know, coming back from the dead,
it's
you stand no chance.
Unbelievable. Zombie storm.
So yeah, so 2020, it's trying.
It is trying.
It's running out of new ideas. It's like Hollywood.
That's true. That is true.
Know,
it's like Hollywood.
We're running out of ideas, so we're just repurposing old ones, and that's
exactly
what 2020 is now doing.
All right, Good, Bad, and the Dumb, brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Feel energized while shedding unwanted pounds because they're all natural ingredient DBHB. This turns your metabolism up and turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Keto Energy Shots consistently getting 5-star reviews. Available now at your local store. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, again, sponsoring the Good, the Bad, and the Dumb. As we continue, Tony D, Ron Culver on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, and at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. As we continue, we'll have the SEC preview coming up this hour, as well as we continue with Wake Up Call.
This is your Sports Garden Network update.
I'm Tom Barton, SGN's best bet. We're going down to Florida for Thursday night football between the Jags and the Dolphins. Sure, this might not be the premier primetime matchup that you wanted, but we can make money on this. The number has already been flying. I like the over 45 points. Now, this opened up at 43.5. It has been rising, so make sure you get this early. Minshew mania is running wild, and you can say what you want about the Jags, but this team can score. He just put up 30 points against a good Tennessee defense, beat the Colts in week one also. The Jags, well, they're terrible on D. They allowed 33 points this week to the Titans, and oh, by the way, the Colts never punted in the game. Miami's defense was destroyed on the ground in week one. In the air in week two, they finished dead last season. It looks like the same thing. But Ryan Fitzpatrick, yeah, he's pretty good. He put up 28 points at 300 yards on a good Bills defense. This one flies over the total. I have it at 45. I'll take it all the way up to 47. For the SGN Best Bets, I'm Tom Barton.